and sweetest friends, this is a continuation of the previous shir, Siyata Dishmaya, where we already saw Neflos. The Yisod HaDvarim that we saw in the previous shir was that a person's not a person unless he's aware, he's conscious, he's mindful. And if he isn't, then he's not a person. And Memela, he is not Chayiv a Korban for sinning at that time. He might have sinned with his body, but not with his Adam Sheba Adam, which is his Das. That was Tamsis HaDvarim, Ma She'Ra'inu, Ma She'Zachinu Lerot Ba'Shiur HaKodem. V'Ke'et, Anachnu Mamshichim Hala. Chshav, Ani Rotze Leva'er Bezrat Hashem, Al Pi Torat Moreinu V'Rabbeinu Zatzal. Ma She'Ketuv Pasuk Chav Bet. In Pasuk Chav Beis, it says, Asher Nosi Yecheto, V'Asa Achaz Mekom Tz Hashem L'Kobar Zlosi Yosena B'Shkogo V'Oshem. That's Pasuk Chav Beis. That when a Nasi sins, a king sins, and he does one of the averis he's not supposed to do, and then Pasuk Chav Gimel, Ahoda Elav Chatatzu, or he finds out about it, or as Farshim explained, when he finds out about it, then he has to bring a korban. As Nera Lefi Dvareinu, Shemash Ketuv Pasuk Chav Bet Ve'Hashem, Ve'Chakach Ketuv Be'Pasuk Chav Gimel, On Noda Elav, Shebemash Ketuv Ohoda, לא רק אם נודע נאמר בזה, אלא שישנה כאן את יחסות למה שכתוב פסוק חב ב', אז זה פסוק חב ג', it's not only telling us that he finds out that he sinned, but it's also relating to what it says in פסוק חב ב', is ואו שם. What's ואו שם? ואו שם, that he's guilty. He did a sin without ידיעה, he's guilty. And what's being said is that it's true that a chait without ידיעה, about which it says ואו שם, is not מחייב a korban, because a korban is a chiyuv on an odom, and he's not an odom if he doesn't have yediya, but the goof sinned, and therefore there is an onesh, and that's what it means ve'oshem. He's guilty and he's mischayiv. In other words, he's a chiyuv onesh. Kaloshen haramban kan that ve'oshem shia lav onesh. The malbim writes in the Torah's Kohanim, Pasuk Yud Gimel, that generally Loshen Oshma is Loshen Oynesh. And we have an Oynesh even on a Maise Begufoy, like we see that be Ritzeach Bishkogo, Shiyacho Gol Adam Lahorgoy. Gol Adam can kill a Ritzeach Bishkogo if he's not in the Yermiklat. And this is Pashut, that even if he doesn't know what he had done, the Ritzach. So to Ashem Talui, that's coming Lahagim in a Yisurim, Krisus 21b, even though there's no Yediyas HaChet. But still, there's an Onesh. Maybe there is Yediya, maybe Yediyas HaSafik is enough. V'yesh Laharich B'zeh. Al Kolponim, back to our main discussion, and that is that when it says Va'oshem, it means that he's Chayev and Oynish. That is one matzav when a Nasi sins, that it tells us in this Pasuk. And vis-a-vis that, it says Ohoda to tell you, in other words, in Pasuk Chof Gimel, that there's another matzav that it's Behoida. Shehayidiya Mishana et Etzem HaChet. Shall Zen Amar Pasuk. שמצב זה של חטא לא רק והשם הוא שישנו, אלא ישנו והביא קורבנו סעירת עיזים. So, the Pasuk is telling us that not only is there a guilt when he knows about it, there's a matzav when you don't know, that's for Hashem, and then there's a matzav when you do, when you find out about it, and this knowledge changes the sin. And it's not only an Ashem for Hashem, but here you have to bring a korban. That's the O. Because we're talking about two different types of relationships to the sin. One when he knew about it, and one when he didn't. When he knows about it, that's a hoda, that's chof gimel. And he's chayv a korban. Before he knows about it, pasuk chof beis, it's just va'oshem. and each one has a separate din. As nimtza lefi zeh sheyesh shtei parshiot b'Torah, there are two separate parshiyos in the Torah regarding the chet of the nasi. The first parsha is al hayotov ve'ashem. The first parsha is that he's guilty, even though he has no chiyuv asiyah b'chai gavne. He has no obligation to do anything. And there's a second parsha, be'yoto chote. The second parsha is when he sinned. And he knows about it. And he's chayv a korban al chetoi. V'kevan she'e b'parasha rishona, ein kol nafka mina lema'ase, sh'rei ein b'ze chiyuv korban. V'gam al ha'tzorech b'chapara, ein makom lekotvo, achrei shebelav achi eino yodea mize, ve'ech yitchayev b'chai gavna b'chapara. So the second parsha is when he sins and he knows about it, he's chayev a korban. That's the parsha of Pasuk Chof Gimel. The first parsha is Pasuk Chof Beis, where he's not chayev a korban, he's just an oshem. So since in the first parsha there's no nafkamina lemaisa because there's no chiyuv korban, and you don't have to write about it, he needs to do some type of kapara because he's not even aware of what he did. So how's he mischayev in such an instance kapara? And it also says this dafka by a nasi and not by the sin of the community. There it doesn't say a lashon of oy hoida, which would make, or in other words, that lashon makes a separation, or it's something else. So that makes it a separate parsha, makes Vashamo a separate parsha. We don't have two parshas by Chatas HaKol. It's one parsha of Chiyuv Korban, where if you don't have Yediyah, there's Vashem, there's guilt, and Onesh, and after the Yediyah, there's a Korban. But it's one parsha, it's not two separate parshas. Here it's two separate parshas, one of sinning without knowing, and the other sinning with knowing. So this is machriach, the fact that there's two separate parshias, is machriach, compels us to say the drash that comes out from the pshat, as we will see. That the kamashmalan of the first parsha is, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, ashrei hador, fortunate is the generation, that, shanasi shaloi noisem leiv lohovi kapora al shigagosoi, that their nasi pays attention to bring a kapora on his shkoga. But that is only talking about a nasi. That the generation is very fortunate when the nasi brings a kapora, pays attention to bring a kapara on his shogeg. And that's what the parasha is teaching us. That's the first parasha. And therefore it's not a question that we asked that the pasuk arei medaber al tzivui. Remember we asked the question that in the previous shir that this parsha is talking about a commandment. That he's commanded to bring a korban. It doesn't say that he did it. If he did it, ashrei hador. But he didn't do it. It's just being commanded. That was our kasha. But it's not a kasha. Why? Because based on what we explained, lefi ma shebi'arnu, parasha rishona, the first parasha is not a tzivui. It's not a tzivui. It's not telling him to do anything. Pasuk chof beis is a parasha bifnei atzma. It's a whole parasha and a pasuk. Parasha means a section. So this section is not a commandment. It is telling us a reality. Zehora'at mitziut. Umitzius zu kishiyeshna itzel hanasi When this metzias is found by the nasi, there, as we will see, what this means, there you have an ashrei hador. When there's a zah metzius by a nasi, then you have ashrei hador. It's not a command. Pasuk chaf beis is b'chal not a command. It's a metzius. And when there is this metzius of a nasi, who is some nosen leiv lahavi kapara al shigagaso, ashrei hador. V'lachein mevu'ar heitev hadavar b'pasuk hazeh. In this pasuk in Chav Beis, that when you have this metzias, the generation is fortunate. It's not telling him to do anything. It's just a horas metzias. Now we'll see as follows. The Ramban writes that asher is milashon ka'asher, and it's lacking a kaf, but it's really lashon ka'asher when. And this lashon lechora means that it will be when it happens. Shechreach sheyadavar. And on that, it says in this parasha the dinim, what's going to be when it happens, and it's as forced like that in the Sigyan Horias and Daf Yud. Asher nasi yechte yachol gzeira. I might think that is gzeiras hamelech. Rashi explains that the nasi is going to sin, since it doesn't say im tamalomer im akoyin amashiach yechte. If the koyin amashiach, if the koyin gadol sins, malalam kashi yechte. Just like over there, it's as if im. So to hear im, not that he has to. Behemshech hasugya, the Gemara explains what's mechitesi. We would have a zahavimina that's a gzero that he has to sin. So we see from this that asher is milashon ka asher, that it's mashmos is a gzero. And then the Gemara is machwech that it's not a gzero. In other words, that's the lashon. The Gemara says, learn from a gzero shav that that's not what it means, but that's really, strictly speaking, that's what it means. The gzero shav is coming lafuke to preclude from such an understanding, but that's in theory, in principle, what it means. Azarei achen yikshe. My time exceed Lashon Zu de Mashma Gzeira. So, Taka, why does it say Lashon of Gzeira if it's not a Gzeira? So, the explanation would apparently be that when the Mashmos is Talia Bizman, Shenemar Bezesha Kashel Yadavarze Bizman Arui Lekach Lefigzerat Hashemayim, Kachu Dino. So, that Kasher means that it's dependent on a time. When it happens, it's going to happen at a certain time according to the decree of the heavens. Bepashtos mashma, that there's a future time that this is going to happen. But we learn that what this means is shehakavana hi le'im, hakavana le'im, and it's not a gzera. So why then is it talui bizman? In other words, that it's telling us that it's not about the person who sins, it's not about the nasi, but it's about the period of his nasius. And on that, yikshe, the kasha would be, what does his sin have to do with the time of his nasius? And from this we learn that it's referring to his generation. His generation, that's the time that he's a nasi. In other words, it's shaykh to his generation. That's how we get to the generation. And the remez is that it says here in the parsha is shaykh to his generation. And that is in the fact that when the nasi sins, he is such a nasi who feels himself to be guilty, if he would know about it, through the sin. Why is it shaykh to his generation? That the generation merits having a nasi that feels himself guilty, if he would have known about it, when he sins. And for this reason, when he finds out, he brings a carbon. When he finds out, he brings a carbon. And on that it says, Ashrei Hador, fortunate is the generation. In other words, fortunate is a generation, because again, it's talking about a time. Why is it talking about a time? Because it says, asher kasher, when? What's the when that it's necessarily going to happen? No, the mercy is not necessarily going to happen. So what does when then mean? When means that when it happens, it's shayach to the when, to the time frame. In other words, this sin is shaykh to the tkufa in which he is nasi, in other words, that door. That his sin is shaykh to that door. And fortunate is the generation that they have such a leader who, if he would find out about his sin, he would feel ashamed, he'd feel guilty, and he'd bring a karban. So that's why it says in Pasuk Chav Beis, V'asher, Asher nasi yachta, yecheta. When he sins. What is when he sins? That's the asher, that's how the pshat and the drash go together. Because the when is talking about a time frame. So therefore, the time frame relates to the generation. That's why it's asher, ashrei hador. So that's how the pshat and the drash come together. That if he would find out about it, he would be guilty. He would feel guilt. Right now, he's guilty. If he would find out about it, he'd feel the guilt and he'd bring the carbon. So fortunate is a generation who has such a nasi. So in other words, it's telling us about a metzias. He's not obligated here to do anything yet, but it's telling us about a metzias. A metzias, fortunate is a door that they have such a nasi. That if he would know about his sin, he would feel guilty and he would bring a karban. And that's why the Targum Yonasan ben Uziel says bezimna or bezman derava b'derabe b'ama. He says it relates to the time, because it relates to the door, to the tkufa, as opposed to the other sins, which don't relate to the tkufa, but this relates to the tkufa, relates to the door. And according to this, we can answer the kasha that many Rishonim and Achronim ask, on the pasuk that it says, Asher Nasi Yechta. They say that it should say, Asher Yechta Nasi. Lamaisa, the word, Asher, the Yechta is referring to the Asher, that when there's a sin, not when there's a Nasi, when there's a sin. Of who? Of the Nasi. So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. The difference between the karbanos that was said in these parshias of the Kol and the Kohen Gadol and the Melech, so it's because this is a sin that's unique to each of them, and therefore there's a unique karban for each sin, like we see in the Mishnayos and Harias 9b, 10a, that when the sin was done before the appointment, and then the person was appointed, so then they bring a karban of hedyotis. And mitzad sheni, if they sin, then afterwards they lose their appointment. They're no longer a kohen gadol or nasi. So you still bring the Mashiach still brings his power, and the nasi brings the sire. Because the ikar is not in the gavra who now needs the kapar. The ikar is in the chait, and the chait was done at the period when he was kohen gadol or nasi. So the ikar is the chait, not the gavra. So that would explain the kash of the Rishonim. Should say Asher Yechta Nasi, because the difference because the point over here is that the Nasi is going to be different because of the Chet of the Nasi. It's totally in the Chet of the Nasi, not the Nasi, because even if he's no longer Nasi, he's still going to bring the carbon of a Nasi. But the point is that he sinned when he was a Nasi. It's the Chet HaNasi, so it should say Asher Yechte HaNasi. Because the point is that it's the sin of the Nasi, and not the Nasi, not emphasizing the Gavra. Which is Mechayiv him. The fact that he's a Gavra Nasi is not what's Mechayiv him. So it shouldn't say Nasi Yechta, it should say Yechta, Yechta Nasi. Which means that the sin that he did as a Nasi is Mechayiv him. Not the fact that he's a Gavra who's a Nasi who needs a Kapara. So the explanation would be that it's not correct vis-a-vis Pasuk Chaf Beis. Pasuk Chaf Beis is a parasha b'fnei atzma, and it's talking about the Gavra. It's talking about the Gavra. That he's a va'ashem, he's a person who's going to appreciate his guilt. And therefore it says Ashrei Hador. Because again, we're not talking about him actually bringing the carbon. If we were talking about what's Machayev the carbon, then we would say Asher Yechta Nasi. Because the point is he did the sin Alt Nasi. It was a Nasi sin, so even if he's not Nasi anymore, it doesn't matter. It was a Chait Nasi. So it would say Asher Yechta Nasi, but since we're talking here about the Gavra, We emphasize the gavra sheir nasi yechta. In other words, what type of nasi do we have? We have a nasi who appreciates that he's sinned, and he would feel bad about it. He would feel ashamed. So therefore, it puts nasi first, because ashrei hador that has such a nasi. וזה אפשר לפרש מה שצריך ביאור לכאורה ומה שכתוב ועושה אחס מקור מצד השם אלוהיך ושאלו שעשינו בשגגה. So it says בשגגה after it says ועושה. ועושה אחס מקור מצד השם אלוהיך ושאלו שעשינו בשגגה. And it doesn't say ועושה בשגגה. First it says he did it and then it gets remembers the שגגה at the end. פסוק גימל it says ואם כל עדת ישראל ישקו. It starts out with the שגגה. Beginning of the parashah in Pasuk Beis, Nefesh Kisechta Bishgaga. Moiradikadiuk, Rabbi Yisrael, I'm saying this Torah. We should be tansin oifin dach. We should be dancing on the roof when we hear such Torah. Just push it to read the psukim. So why is the Shgaga here at the end? The other place it starts with the Shgaga. Karban Yachid Vim Nefesh Achas Techska Bishgaga. Ba'asaisa. So why by the Nasi Nat? Why does the Shgaga only come at the end? So based on what we said, we can explain as follows. שכל שפתח הכתוב במעשה, if it opens up with a mice and it doesn't say it's בשגגה, it's mashma that it's totally in the mice and it's not true. Because the mice is not מחייב, but rather the fact that he did it בשגגה is מחייב. And therefore we have to be makdim the שגגה to the mice. That's what we normally do, because that's what's מחייב. But by the nasi, we're not talking Pasuk Chaf Beis about a chiyuv karban. We're talking about his guilt and the guf hachet. In the maisa guf, there's no nafgamina, shogeg mezit. Because the shkaga is talui and das, and here we're talking about the maisa, which is the same for shogeg and mezit. Right? Because in Pasuk Chof Beis, there's no machayiv. He doesn't know anything yet. There's no nafgamina between the guilt is that he did this bad maisa, but not that it's shogeg or mezit. Shogi, we only get to later when he's chayv the carbon, but the point here is the maisa. So therefore, it says we're gonna at the end we get to the shgaga because that's gonna be machayv in the next pasuk. That's gonna be machayv a carbon, but the point here is asher nesi yechta ve'asa miyachas v'kol mitzvah Hashem Eloika v'asher lo asei asen. The emphasis is that he did something wrong, and therefore he's gonna feel the v'ashem. It doesn't matter so much if it's shogeg or mezid, because the ikar is that he did something wrong and he's going to feel bad about it. And Rashi even says he's some leib on the shogeg, and kal v'chomer is going to be mecharet in the zodin. So he's a good guy. So when he does something wrong, he's going to feel badly about it. He's going to feel v'ashem. So since here we're not coming to in the end, it says v'shgag at the end of the pasuk. That's sort of an afterthought because of the next pasuk. It's going to say that he's bringing a carbon. But the point is that. That we're talking about he's a good guy. He's gonna feel guilty about his sins. So Mimela. So Mimela doesn't only says the Bishkag at the end, because the Eka here is the Etzim HaMaisa, not the Chi of Carbon. Whereas other places we're talking about the Chi of Carbon. That says Shkaga from the get go. But here we're not talking about the Chi of Carbon. We're talking about the Etzim HaMaisa, and therefore the Shkaga is only mentioned at the end. Moirai v'raboisei, hadvarim ayu pashut, meirei nai, mesamchei lev, maranine nefesh, zakim ubehirim, ke kochavim masirim, uke meirim kesapirim, baruch Hashem. As ana laman Hashem, tisharu imanu, yesh lanu od mal adaber benosei. And I think this is very lamaisedik for our generation. Saying, when was the last time you heard a politician apologize? I did it wrong. I made mistakes, I did this mistake, I did this mistake. It's not such a common phenomenon. So fortunate it's a generation that its leaders can admit their errors. That's the Pashat Musa you learn from Rashi. All right, my Rabbi Isai, please stay tuned. And we have more to come. Shalom, shalom.